Hello, hello. Welcome to Angels Advocate, the podcast that is one continuous stream of thought. No editing. This is going to be my first and last take because I don't know how to edit. Okay. Does anybody want to help me? Please. Also, any recommendations for like a free podcast recording thingamajigger, because I'm using Audacity for anybody who's a podcast head. Audacity sucks. All right, I need something different. But anyway, that's besides the point. Back to introducing this podcast, my bad. You might be asking yourself, who am I? That's one secret I'll never tell. Just kidding. If you are listening to this podcast on Spotify, you should be able to see my Instagram handle in the description for this episode. I did recently change it from what it used to be. If you have been a long time listener, and by long time, I mean maybe like a month since I've started this. I recently changed it to, okay, and don't yell at me, Gypsy Hag. Why, you might ask? That is my true and original self. That has been my Instagram handle, my Twitter handle, my Tumblr handle since I was a wee teen. Okay, I will talk about that a little bit. So then you don't try and freaking cancel me, okay? You blue-haired people who want to question me, are you a gypsy? Please hold, all right? Anyway, today's episode, I want to talk about the psyop that TikTok is. Okay, and not just TikTok specifically, I mean like media in general. That's including social media and how ads are just taking over the internet. And I hate it. I hate it so much. I think it's also what is contributing to everyone just being really extremely burnt out by the internet. Okay, I have a very small theory that we're gonna go back to feudal times, like medieval times, like when people just want to do, like, they just want to be outside. Do you know how many people, how many of my friends who used to be boss babes suddenly want to be like homestead wives, and how many guys suddenly are like, I want to start chopping wood and doing this and that. I'm like, oh my god, building their own furniture. Yes. The people crave to use their hands. The people crave to be connected to the earth, to Mother Gaia, okay? So yeah, anyway, that's what we're going to talk about today. I also want to briefly touch on the healing journey that each of us goes through in our own special, unique ways. There is no right or wrong way to heal. Okay, therapists? There is no wrong or way. There is no wrong or right way to heal. And just because you go to therapy doesn't mean you're better than everybody else. Okay? And I'm not just saying that because my therapist fired me. I'm not crazy. I promise. So anyway, let's first talk about my Instagram handle change. Like I kind of mentioned before, it's always been Gypsy Hag until time went on and our society became more like politically correct. And I hate to sound like a boomer, but it's really not that deep. Okay. When I created that handle, I was under the impression that a gypsy was like Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame. I thought it was just a people who traveled, played music, just didn't subscribe to what society was doing. Like they were just always on the move and that was their culture. I loved that. I was like, that is so me. I really resonated with that. Okay. As a child. So that's why I did that. It has nothing, like, I didn't know about the implications of that term or that it's been used as a slur in modern days for a certain group of people. You know what I mean? Words are words and they exist, but it doesn't mean, for example, the word whore never meant what it means today. So if I want to classify myself as a whore, I can, but it has nothing to do with the original meaning. So you really just never know. everything in this world has to do with intention. I'm not a bad person, and I will not be explaining myself further. Okay. So there's that. Moving on. Let's talk about the healing journey. I feel like recently people have really gotten into like therapy talk, like therapy slang words, even like you're being toxic and da-da-da, whatever. Like people are starting to, everyone feels like they're a therapist in one way or another, and they can like tell who's a narcissist, and they can tell who, like, first of all, calm down. Okay. Just because you go to therapy and you know some words does not mean that you know everything and you're better than other people. Okay. It's pissing me off. The worst person you know in the whole entire world is in therapy right now being told by their therapist that they're the victim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just a cycle. And I think also therapy is doing, this is going to sound so bad, but I think it's doing more harm than good nowadays, because it's causing people to think more individualistic instead of collective, always thinking of the self, the self, the self. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's good to be empowered and to fully embrace the self and understand the self. But like I said, like, you are not the center of the universe. I'm sorry, you're not. We share this earth with one another. Did you know that? Yeah. We share this world with one another, and our energies, our vibe affects other people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just don't like how individualistic people have become, more so than they already were to begin with. Especially, like, I'm American, obviously. I don't know if you could tell. But I'm American, and already this country is so individualistic. Let's throw in some therapy, some BetterHelp in there. First of all, BetterHelp is a scam. I could be a BetterHelp therapist. It's called lying. I'll forge a little signature. I could tell people what to do. Anyway, I won't be doing that. I'm kidding. Whoever's listening to this and wants to get me. But yeah, speaking of the healing journey, everybody has like their own unique way. You cannot police people and be like, that's the wrong way to heal. If healing for me means that I'm going to accept my anger and be angry, I will. Okay? It's called not being ashamed. Which is what I want to talk about today. A lot of people, when they start their healing journey, they will focus on like your inner child, you know, getting in touch with them, hugging, you know, having these like meditations and going into the past and hugging your inner child and being like, you're safe, I love you, which is wonderful. I think my inner child, she's healed. Okay, she feels good. She's done. She's happy. I think what a lot of people ignore, even in the moment, like even as a teenager, I would ignore being a teenager. I hated being a teenager. Teenagers hate being teenagers. It is literally the worst era of life. Really. Because it's the first time that you're feeling certain emotions so intensely and you have no idea what to do. Also, you still live at home. And so you can't, like, it's hard to escape. You feel trapped. At least I did. Anyway, my inner teen was angry as hell. And I'm the oldest sister in an immigrant household. Okay, where are my older sisters at? Make some noise. Immigrant household, make some noise. Okay, that's a whole other thing. So I was angry. I was pissed off. Okay. And I feel like women especially are told that our anger is not good, that we should suppress it, that we should be calm and meek. And oh, another thing, I grew up Mormon. Okay, so let's just stack those things on top of each other. I'm not saying that used to affect me, not anymore, because I healed my inner teen. Anyway, all those things were in the past, bogged me down, because I would have this shame and guilt for being angry. And I found that alchemizing your pain, whether that be anger, sadness, not having control, alchemizing that into something else. For example, I'm not angry, I'm passionate. Okay. I had something that I cared about. I care about something so deeply. And a lot of people don't care about stuff anymore. They don't. And it's so sad. Start, like, what do you care about? What does anybody care about these days? TikTok. Anyway. Getting in touch with your inner teen and finding out, like, what's happening, guru or guy or they, them. What's going on? That really helped put things into perspective for me. And what especially helped was doing the things that I enjoyed doing as a teen. So if you know me, IRL, and you like grew up with me, hello. But I really liked anime. I was a very quiet teenager, but child too. I did not speak in any class. I was mute pretty much. Just nose in a book, usually some type of manga. I used to dress really interestingly, very eclectic. I wanted to like look different so bad. Because I wasn't like anybody else. I didn't want to be like the other, like, it's so weird because it's like I was shy and I didn't want to be noticed, but at the same time I would dress like a fucking clown. So make it make sense. Anyway. I really enjoyed like expressing myself through my clothes the best way that I possibly could because I didn't really have like money growing up. So there was a bit of creativity in there, a little bit of, you know, editing, fashion editing there. And I really liked certain musical artists that I was so proud that I found on my own and like nobody else knew who they were. Yeah, I was just like your typical, I'm not even an Aquarius, but I was giving that as a teenager. So this past year, I've been like really leaning into that. I'm like, you know what? I feel like starting One Piece that has like a bajillion episodes. I want to start that. I've been, dressing a little bit more eclectic. I don't want to look like everybody else anymore. I had a weird era, like when I moved to Korea in 2018, until like maybe 2022, where I was like, I really want to be normal, whatever that means. And I lost myself. It was horrible. I do not recommend it. Don't ever, ever, ever do that, guys. Don't ever lose yourself in anything, okay? Be centered in yourself. But anyway, so I'm dressing a little bit more, you know, kooky in my own way. And listening to music artists that I used to really like before my prefrontal cortex fully developed. And mostly the music thing is what really like transported me back to that part of my life where I was angry, you know? And it at first it was really uncomfortable. I was like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of like, you know how sometimes you'll listen to a song so much in a certain part of your life, and then obviously you stop for some time, you listen to it again, and you're like transported back to that time that you were like obsessively listening to that song. So that's kind of what happened to me. So if there's any like musical artists that you really liked in the past that you just don't listen to as much, try it. It will take you back to that time, and maybe you can even rewrite that era instead of being like, oh, this era of my life sucked so bad. You can be like, actually, no, it didn't. I learned this lesson. I learned that lesson. You can alchemize it. And in doing that, you change your present. Rewriting the past, you change your present. And the future looks brighter. And since the future is also now, your life just improves overall. So, yeah, tapping into like inner child work, inner teen work, it's the best. And I want to talk about Vampire Weekend. So Vampire Weekend, also, if you know me, IRL, has been like my hyper fixation band since, I don't even know, like 2007, 2008. Never seen them live ever because I was always in another country or in another state or I was a broke college student, whatever. And I'm not a jealous person. I for the most part, am really happy for like my friends and my family when something good happens to them, because I'm like, heck yeah, like my community is we're rising, you know? But I would get so jealous when somebody that I knew, who I knew wasn't as big as a fan as me, would go see them live, because I was like, they don't appreciate it as much as I do. Like, I would get so jealous. Anyway, I recently saw them last week. I don't even know what time is anymore. I recently saw Vampire Weekend for the first time ever. And when I tell you that that moment, in that moment, I swear in this moment, I was infinite. No, really. I felt like I was baptized and reborn fresh. And I'm fully healed. No more healing journey for me. It's done. Yay. But really, treat yourself. If there's something that you've always wanted to do, do it. Do it. Hurry. We only have one life, unless you want to be stuck in samsara. But we only have one life. Do whatever you want. Okay. So there's that. I'm sorry if you can hear my dog barking, by the way. I do not have a proper studio. So anyway, the final thing I want to talk about is fucking TikTok. All right. My friend, she sent me a screenshot that she saw that says, I'm just going to read it out loud. It says, we do battle it. There is a whole world on some Reddit called meditation and get disciplined that are focusing on this. The phones, TikToks, reels, all poison. Reclaim your attention and give it judiciously. It is a challenge, but a worthwhile endeavor. Okay, period. This is coming from somebody on Reddit a year ago. Their at whatever it's called on Reddit is B1Jan. So, okay, B1Jan, period. He was already ahead of the curve. But people are fighting back, and I feel like we should all join them. TikTok, Reels, social media, it's all just a way to make us lazy and addicts to consumerism, because the day that we are going to need to fight back, we're going to be too fucking lazy and addicted to our subscriptions, okay? Because tell me why every single person that I talk to, they'll say, oh, I'll be like, oh, cute, I don't know, like cute shoes, where'd you get them? Oh, I got them at this one store, I saw it on TikTok. Or, oh, I love your hair. Oh, yeah, I got these money pieces, which is like face framing highlights, because I saw it on TikTok. Or I went to this restaurant recently that I saw on TikTok or on Reels, like whatever, et cetera. You get the point. Like, does anybody think for themselves anymore? Does anybody just like stumble upon places like they used to? What's going on? Your social media is dictating your life now. It's like the new astrology divination tool or something, except this time you're not even aware that that's what's going on. I'm just so sick of it. I recently deleted like TikTok. I deleted Threads. I don't have a Twitter anymore. I don't use Facebook. I think the only social media that I actually use is Instagram, really. Which even then, like, meh. I only use it to DM people at this point. But, like, even now, like, does anybody even post on Instagram anymore? I feel like if I even do post, I get, like, no, like, nobody likes shit. Because the only thing that's on at least my page is ads and random reels that I didn't ask to see. Like, it's just being thrown in my face. And that's why I prefer YouTube, honestly, over anything. Like, if I do want to watch something and be entertained for a little bit, at least I can go on YouTube and search for what I want instead of being thrown something. Like, I feel like on social media, the algorithm is like dictating people's lives, which shouldn't be the case. Like, I'm the algorithm. You don't tell me what to watch. I tell you what to watch. Wait, what? I want to watch what I want to watch. Okay. I'm me. I'm me. I'm Barbie Zippin. Anyways. And yeah, I feel like, oh, and another thing. Oh my gosh, do I want to sound woo-woo? Yes, I do. Before I deleted TikTok, I was on the the schizophrenic side of TikTok, and maybe they're not, okay? Maybe they are in their right mind. I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. But somebody snuck into Bohemian Grove, and there was like an abandoned room, like a meeting room with a whiteboard. And on the whiteboard was that one lady who, the Uncut Gems lady, the lady who used to date Kanye West. I don't know her name, but her name was on that. And it got me thinking that recently, if ever she does stumble upon my freaking algorithm, she'll be saying things like, I really don't want to. And okay, mind you, she's dressed in all these things that people want to buy. Basically a walking ad. And she's like, I don't even want to work anymore. I just want to be at home and scroll on TikTok. And everybody in the comments is like, oh my gosh, yes, queen, you're so relatable. I don't want to work either. Da 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 da. What's going on? Hello? What is going on? Seriously. I think that, like, this is all just a psyop. Like, people, at least in my opinion, from what I've been noticing, at least with my own friends, is friends that I have that have been more like boss babe leaning have recently been more on the like, I want to be a stay at home wife or a mother, or I want to have a farm or something like that. Like, they don't see career as being like their number one goal anymore. Okay. And I think that whoever is controlling the meat, I don't even know, guys, but suddenly there's been like a shift where all these like plants have been planted in the media and the internet to, you know, shift that narrative to from I don't want to work to I want to just be like a forever consumer. And then another thing as well, and the reason why I finally had to delete it, is I could feel my brain becoming stupider. I could feel my brain becoming so, so stupid. And I would see something and immediately add it to cart. I would be like, oh my gosh, I do need that. I'm saying these things because it happened to me. I saw these shoes on Instagram and I was like, oh my gosh, they're cute. I bought them because it just showed up in my algorithm. How often do I wear those shoes? I think I wore them once because they hurt. And they're like, what outfits can I go with that? I bought the most ridiculous pair of shoes. But yeah, ask anybody, ask yourself, do you feel smarter than you used to, like 5 years ago? I feel like I was smarter 5 years ago. I don't know. That might be a personal problem. But yeah, I think that this is just like, oops, sorry. I think that this is all just like a plan to get us lazy and addicted so that AI or whatever can start to like do shit for us and we rely on it because we forgot how to cognitively think for ourselves or to do anything. It's giving WALL-E. All right. And I think that's it. I don't really have anything else to talk about today, guys. I will be I'm going on a trip. All right. So new episode 2 weeks from now. Let's stick to Thursdays. I know in the last episode I was like, I hate Thursday. What the fuck is even a Thursday? I guess it's just going to be on a Thursday. All right. So yeah, I'll talk about my little trip when I get back. If you made it this far, I love you so much. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at Gypsy Hag. If you want to yell at me and cancel me there, feel free. If you just want to follow me and say, hey, please do. I would love that. I know I have some listeners that don't follow me on Instagram, so I would really love to know who you guys are. I want to know who you are. Anyway, hope you have an amazing June. Bye-bye.